Welcome back here to Nicolet Field, here the home of the Adrian College Bulldogs for today's baseball regional championship, followed by quarterfinal action. First game today, the Lumen Christi Titans and the Onsted Wildcats. Apologize for some technical difficulties here on these airwaves, but we should be good to go. Now, again, the winner of this first matchup, this regional final, will take on the winner of the University Liggett Knights and the Ida Blue Streaks. They'll be taking on each other after this game, and then, of course, after that game, it'll be the state quarterfinals. The winner of both games will face off against each other. Lumen Christi Titans looking to make another deep run in the postseason. Currently a 29-7 record on the year. Onsted Wildcats, they've already made it farther than they did last year. Now here in the regional finals, they lost in the regional semifinals last year, coming in with a 26-13 record with their 5-2 win over the Grass Lake Warriors in the regional semifinals there at Hudson on Wednesday. Lumen Christi coming in with a 3-0 win over Leslie on Thursday. Game was originally supposed to be on Wednesday due to weather. It was postponed to Thursday. So they went through the starting lineups here at the home of the Adrian College Bulldogs for both teams, and they're getting ready to do the national anthem and then get this game underway. So we're going to step aside for 2 minutes, and when we come back, we will have the first pitch for you between Lumen and Onsted here on Fox Sports 101.9.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminishes beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Adrian College, Nicolet Field, for today's high school baseball postseason coverage here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. I'd like to thank Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, AeroClip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, and Grimes Plumbing for their support in today's coverage. As we get ready to get underway in this first inning brought to you by American Title Company, Lumen Christi in the coin flip before the game to decide who is home, who is away. They are the home team, so it'll be the Onsted Wildcats at the plate first. Wes Learned on the mound for Lumen Christi, and leading off for Onsted is JT Hill, the center fielder. Lumen Christi in there. Their cream-colored uniforms, green numbers trimmed in black. First pitch on this way, swing and a foul slicing on the first base side and out of play. That one was on an inside pitch as well for the left-handed hitter, JT Hill. And he falls behind 0-1. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. That fastball high for ball one. Onstead in their light purple uniforms, jerseys, and pants with the dark purple numbers trimmed in white, purple hats with the white O. Next one is another inside fastball swung on and fouled off on the right-hand side, and JT Hill now falls behind 1-2. This is not the first matchup between these two teams this season. If you remember a couple weeks ago, the Al Glick Championship there at Jackson High. Lumen able to take that one 7-0 as we got another fastball missing high from Learned. Two balls, two strikes for JT Hill to get underway in the top of the first inning. In that one, it was Timmy Crowley pitching for Lumen. Meanwhile, Xavier Gibbs on the opposite side, he is getting the start as the fastball misses low and away. Three balls, two strikes, count runs full. JT Hill not nibbling on that one out of the. So Xavier Gibbs, he also started on Wednesday against Grass Lake, and he was virtually untouchable in that one. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss on that high fastball, and that's a great way for Wes Learn to get underway in this one. First strikeout of the game brought to you by Jennifer Sandlin and the Brokerage House. And that brings in the shortstop, Lucas Arnold. As we go through the order here, the center fielder, JT Hill, followed by the shortstop, Lucas Arnold, catcher, Luke Manders. First pitch is taken right down Main Street for a called first strike. Middle three for Onstead is the third baseman, Jack Tessier, starting pitcher, Xavier Gibbs, and the first baseman, Carson Wonders. 0-1 on its way. That one misses inside. A little bit of a back hop there from Arnold to get out of the way of that fastball. And it's 1-1. Bottom three for Onstead, the fielder, Logan Bellner, designated hitter, Sam Salas, and second baseman, Talon Hutchinson, with Landon Johnson in left field. 1-1 swing and a foul tip into the glove of Cash Cowhar behind home plate. Falls behind 1-2 for Lucas Arnold. Holden Branch. And a miss back-to-back K's for Wes Learned to start this game. And there's out number two. That strikeout once again brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. And now a tough, tough hitter at the plate for Wes Learned to try to close out this inning. Wes Learned going up against Luke Manders, the catcher, who is just a hit machine, specifically a doubles machine. Seems like even the best pitchers, he finds a way to get great barrel to it as the fastball misses up and away for ball one. As a matter of fact, against Timmy Crowley in that Al Glick Invitational a couple weeks ago, he was really the only hitter in Onstead's lineup that had success. A couple doubles against Crowley in that one. As another fastball misses, this time up and in for ball two. You could just see Learned doesn't want to come anywhere near the heart of the plate. 2-0 on its way. Swing and a foul tip behind. It's now two balls, one strike. Boy, you can just see that power. Just the way he swings through. He's got great form. There's a reason this guy is this team's best hitter. Here comes the 2-1 now. Swing and a miss. Nice changeup there from Learned. Manders way out in front of that one. He was sitting fastball. Count falls to 2-2. Learned trying to retire Onstead in order here in the top of the first inning. Which is brought to you by American Title Company. Breaking pitch. That one misses low and away. That runs the count full 3-2. Luke Manders not tempted at that one. Right there, Payoff pitch. Swing and a pop foul out of play up to the right side. And Luke Mander stays alive. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Steps back in now. Weslern trying to get out of the inning in order. Payoff pitch again. Swinging another foul out of play off to the right-hand side. That one, I believe, almost went to the bleachers there. You can see the covered bleachers off to both sides of the press box here. Beautiful baseball weather today for some postseason action here at Adrian College. No chance of precipitation today. Here's another payoff. Swinging a foul tip off to the right, and Luke Manders just refuses to go down without a fight. As Wes learned, trying to punch him out. Base is empty, 2 outs, no score yet here in the top of the first inning. Regional championship between Lumen Christi and Onsted here at Adrian College. Back-to-back strikeouts to JT Hill and Lucas Arnold for Wes learned to get this thing underway. And another payoff. Swinging a line drive, this one right center field and deep, and that's going to be in the glove of Gibson Shore, able to get a nice read in that one, running off to his right, and he makes the catch for out number 3. Wes Learn retires Onsted in order. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Coming up in 60 seconds, you've got high school playoff baseball here on Fox Sports 101.9.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Bottom of the first inning brought to you by American Title Company. Broadcasting live from Adrian College, Connor Dockery with you on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Lumen Christi and Onsted here in the regional championship. Winner of this game will play later this afternoon in the state quarterfinals against the winner of Ida and University Liggett. Connor Dockery hanging out with you. Thanks for joining me. Thank you to Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Wilby Transit Mix for their support in today's coverage. Xavier Gibbs throwing out the last of his warm-up pitches to get going on the mound for the Onsted Wildcats. Paul Sattler waiting in the wings to be the leadoff hitter for the Titans as we go through the Lumen Christi batting order. Third baseman Paul Sattler, followed by the second baseman Brody Gregory, shortstop Benny Gaston, middle of the order, designated hitter Nathan Hinckley, catcher Cash Kalahar, pitcher Wes Learned, and then the bottom three, first baseman Timmy Crowley, right fielder Gibson Shore, and center fielder Jack Fitzpatrick, with J.J. Brown in left field. Left-handed pitcher versus left-handed hitter to get going in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch is a swing and a tapper foul along the first baseline. And Sattler falls behind 0-1. Xavier Gibbs on Wednesday against Grass Lake, 5-2 win, pitched phenomenally. Just Grass Lake really couldn't get any contact against him, and when they did, it was just very weak contact. He only allowed one hit in 5-plus innings. Grasslake really didn't have success until he was relieved as a fastball misses up and in, ball one. Next one is a swing and a grounder. This one goes to the first baseman, Carson Wonders, takes a few steps forward and steps on the bag to retire Sattler for out number one. That's what Gibbs does. Likes to keep the ball in the infield. Just really good at placing the ball in spots where it's tough to get good contact, specifically to elevate it. Likes to keep it grounded. Here's Brody Gregory, who looks at fastball too high for ball one. Wind up in the next one. Swing and a line drive. This one slices foul out there in left field. Wow, got good contact that time. Just couldn't keep it fair. You could hear the loud thunk off of the bat on that one. 1-1 late. Swing and a miss. One breaking pitch. Kind of a late decision there for Brody Gregory. Couldn't make the contact out of the zone, and it's 1-2. Next one from Gibbs. This is one of a slow tapper to third base. Tessier throw across the diamond is going to be offline. Wonders couldn't haul that one in. A little bit of a bounce in the dirt. And nice run there from Gregory. Would have been close anyways, even if that was a clean catch. And Brody Gregory standing at first base with one out. Here is the shortstop, Benny Gaston. I'm going to call that one an error on Tessier. Trying to make that throw across the diamond as fast as possible. And fastball to Gaston misses low and away for ball one. Another left-handed hitter for the Titans against this left-handed pitcher. Staring at Gregory at first. Next one is a swing and a grounder. This one sneaks just past the second baseman, Hutchinson. And it is a single for Benny Gaston. First base hit of the game for Lumen. And they're starting to get something brewing here in the bottom of the first inning. Runners on first and second base with just one out. And here is the designated hitter, Nathan Hinckley, who was able to blast the long ball. Not against Gibbs, but against Onstead in that Al Glick tournament. It was against one of the relievers on Onstead. Gibbs, a quick glance at second base. First pitch swing. This is a fly ball high and deep to right field. Bellner gets under it and makes the catch. And that'll be out number two. Gregory looked like he was initially going to tag up and try to make it to third, but he changed his mind, went back to second base. Runners on first and second, two away now. No score yet in the bottom of the first inning between Lumen and Onstead. Here's Cash Callahar now, number five in the order, catcher. Trying to drive in some runs to get Lumen going here in the first inning, brought to you by American Title Company. Gibbs in the stretch. Glances over his left shoulder there. Brody Gregory at second base. Here's the pitch. Fastball. That one grazes the edge of the zone for a called first strike. Always interesting. We got one of these home plate umpires that seems to wait a little bit before making that strike call. Get a little bit of a hesitation there. Here's the 0-1 from Gibbs. Fastball way up and away. Maybe a little bit of a pitch out there to try to get one of these base runners caught off the bag. One ball, one strike for Cash Callahar. In the stretch, 1-1. Swing and a fly ball. This one deep, high in to left center field. And this time the center fielder, JT Hill, comes over to make the catch. Lumen gets two on a hit and an error in the bottom of the first inning, but not able to score. We remain 0-0 going into the top of the second inning. Coming your way next in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminish its beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Top of the second inning here from Nicolay Field, home of the Adrian College Bulldogs. Second inning brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. No score yet for Lumen Christie and Onstead. And Onstead here in the top of the second is led off by the third baseman, Jack Tessier. Wes learned on the hill for Lumen, was able to retire Onstead in order in the top of the first inning with a pair of strikeouts and a lineout. First pitch this time, line drive slicing foul along the third baseline. 0-1. A lot of fouls today for both teams. Again, this stage, you know, basically every pitcher out there is going to be great this late in the postseason. 0-1 to Tessier. Fastball up and away. Tessier not anywhere near tempted at that one. One ball, one strike. Wind up in the pitch. That one misses just off the plate. Tessier not nibbling there. Two balls and a strike now. Beautiful weather here in Adrian. Still got that Canadian wildfire haze as we got a swing and a foul tip into the glove of Kalahar for strike two. Learned looking for his fourth out in as many batters to start this game on the mound. 2-2 on its way. Swing and another foul. This one smacks inside the roof here on the right-hand side in the spectators area on that foul. Thankfully, there is net coverage right there, so no chance of anyone getting hurt, thankfully, on a foul. Here's another 2-2. Swinging a fly ball. This one going to left field. J.J. Brown getting under it, and he makes the catch for out number one. A lot of cheers there. Tons of Lumen supporters and tons of Onstead supporters making the trip over here for today's baseball action. Wanting their teams to make a deep run, of course. Lumen made it to the state championship last year. Onstead, and they only made it to the regional semis last year, so this is already a deeper run than they made last year. Here's Xavier Gibbs, who swings and tips one foul behind home plate to fall behind 0-1. Base is empty, one out for Onstead here in the top of the second inning, brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC. No score yet. 0-1 swing, fly ball. This one going to left center field. And this time the catch is made by Jack Fitzpatrick for out number two. Five up, five down for Wes Learned. And this brings in the first baseman, Carson Wonders, to try to keep the inning alive for the Wildcats. This is the third time this season we've covered the Wildcats on these airwaves. Of course, facing off against Lumen in the Al Glick Championship a few weeks ago. Fastball misses just off the plate for ball one from Learned. And we've also covered them on Wednesday in the regional semifinals against Grass Lake at Hudson High School. That one a 5-2 win over the Warriors. It's another fastball. This time misses above the belt for ball two. Wonders ready again at the plate. 2-0 from Learn. That fastball misses below the knees now. 3-0. Trying to get back into the zone here and keep Wonders off base. Trying to get another inning retired in order. Here's the 3-0. Fastball, that one right down Main Street, called strike one, getting back into the count a little bit. Three balls and a strike. Wes learned ready to go once more. Wind up in the delivery. That one is going to miss low and in. Ball four, first base runner of the game for Onstead, comes by way of the free pass. And Wonders is at first with two outs here in the top of the second inning. Here's the right fielder, Logan Bellner. Learned pitching the stretch now. First pitch, big swing and a miss on that fastball. Couldn't make the contact. Falls behind 0-1. Next one swung and a foul tip behind, and he falls behind 0-2. Learned trying to strand that base runner at first, trying to prevent that walk from burning him here in the second inning. 0-2. Fastball misses well above the zone for ball one. See, with a two-strike count, those high fastballs always tempting to swing at. But you got to be careful. You don't want it too high, or else those are easy to lay off at that point. 1-2. Fastball just below the knees. Ooh, that one was close, but a good take from Bellner. Evens the count at two. Base runner at first. Two outs. No score yet between Lumen, Christie, and Onstead in the regional championship. 2-2. Swing and a miss. There is strikeout number three, presented by Jennifer Scanlon in the brokerage house for Wes Learn. And he strands that base runner at first. No score yet. Bottom of the second inning coming up in 60 seconds. You've got high school baseball on Fox Sports 101.9.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Bottom of inning number two. No score yet. Lumen Christie and Onstead in the regional championship at Adrian College. Connor Dockery with you on Fox Sports 101.9. Second inning brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. 6-7-8 due up for the Titans here in the bottom of the second. Led off by their starting pitcher, Wes Learned, against Xavier Gibbs. First pitch, that one right down the middle. Called for a strike. Here's the 0-1. That one in the dirt. Count runs even at one apiece. Xavier Gibbs, in the first meeting between these two teams, the Al Glick tournament. He went four innings in that start, as we've got a hard ground ball, goes right to the first baseman, Wonders, who takes a few steps and gets that first out. This brings in the first baseman for Lumen, Timmy Crowley. So Gibbs, in the 7-0 loss, went four innings in that start, allowed three runs on four hits, three strikeouts, and three walks. He especially struggled early with the free pass, allowing Lumen to get some early base running opportunities and bring in some early runs against him. And it wasn't until he was relieved that that's when they really piled on the score, as we got a swing and a foul out of play up into our right. One ball, one strike to Timmy Crowley. who was the starting pitcher for Lumen against Onset in that Al Glick tournament. And he was virtually untouchable in that one. We got a swing and a foul tip right into the glove of Luke Manders. And it's now one ball, two strikes. Xavier Gibbs looking for the second out. Next one, fastball off the plate. Crowley not tempted. And it's ball two. Base is empty, one out. No score yet here in the bottom of the second. 2-2. Swinging another foul tip out of play. Crowley hanging in there. Keeping alive at the plate. Couple claps there from the Lumen dugout trying to rally behind their first baseman. 2-2. That one in the dirt. Good take. Runs the count full. 3-2. Payoff pitch from Gibbs. Swinging a line drive. This one going deep to left field and in the glove of Landon Johnson for out number two. Thing is, playing at these college facilities, a little bit of a deeper outfield than some of these high school fields. So you'll probably see a lot fewer home runs in the postseason as the right fielder Gibson Shore steps in, trying to keep the inning alive for the Titans. This one, we got a pop into foul territory near the Onstead dugout, and the catch is made by the first baseman Wonders. And that'll do it. Lumen goes down in order in the bottom of the second inning, and we remain without a score. Top of the third inning coming your way next. You've got the regional championship from Adrian College. Back here in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
8-9-1 due up for Onstead here in the top of the third inning at Adrian College. No score yet between Lumen Christie and Onstead. Connor Dockery with you on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Designated hitter Sam Salas leading us off, and he looks at a ball up and away for ball one and then misses inside on the fastball for ball two there from Wes Learn. Doing some good stuff so far in this start. No runs, no hits, three strikeouts and one walk. 2-0 on its way. That one taken and called strike one on the outside edge. Wes Learn just came to play, as did Xavier Gibbs on the other side of the plate. Again, mentioned in the previous matchup between these two teams, Gibbs struggled issuing the free pass early in that one. Meanwhile, he's done a good job staying in and around the zone and allowing weak contact. Three balls and a strike now. Next pitch on the way from Learn. Swing and a miss. Ahead of that one, nice changeup from Learn. Full count right here. Learned looking to retire the leadoff hitter for Onstead. Payoff on its way. That one taken below the zone. Stone cold take from Salas. That's ball four, and it's a leadoff walk. Big there for Onstead, especially with the top of the order lurking just around the corner The leadoff hitter, JT Hill, in the on-deck circle. Here's the nine-hole hitter, Talon Hutchinson, the second baseman. Runner on first, no outs, no score yet. Onstead trying to put something together here in the top of the third. Now a bunt. This one rolls along the first baseline. Learned pickup, throw to first in time for the first out. Meanwhile, Salas advances to second base on the sacrifice. Onstead trying to manufacture a run here. Now here's the center fielder, JT Hill. Wes Learned has to try to get these next two guys out. Luke Manders in that number three spot. He is primed to do damage anytime there are runners on base. He drove in the first two runs of the game for Onstead in their last win, 5-2 over Grass Lake. As the fastball misses low and away for the left-handed hitter. Ball one. Salas at second with one out. Third inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar, Charles Schwab. 1-0, swinging a pop foul up and over us and out of play. One ball, one strike. I'd like to thank Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Sykes Group, and Morgan Stanley and Phelps Towing for their support in today's coverage. Here on Fox Sports 101.9. 1-1 on its way. Fastball off the plate, 2-1. Learned trying to nibble on the corners, but these Onstead Wildcats, great plate vision in this one. They know the zone well. Even if it's just off the plate, they're not swinging. 2-1 on its way. Fastball high, 3-1. Trying to avoid issuing another free pass here to the Onstead Wildcats. Learned a step off now. Onstead's dugout starting to make some noise. They know this is a big spot. Trying to get on the board first. Runner on second with one out. 3-1 pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. That one a late decision there from Hill, and he's shaking his head after not happy with himself on that decision. Looked like a panic swing. I think he was sitting on a different pitch, realized it was a fastball, and made that swing. Now a full count. Big payoff right here. Swing and a pop to the left side and out of play. So good job by Learned getting on that last pitch to run the count full. Trying to retire the second hitter right here. Lucas Arnold in the on-deck circle. Payoff pitch. Swinging a grounder right up the middle. That's soft contact. Throw from the shortstop over to first. In time for the first out. What a play from Gaston to Crowley. Just beating JT Hill at first. For that second out, however, that does advance Sam Salas up to third base with Lucas Arnold now at the plate. Runner at third with two outs, no score yet. Onstead trying to drive in the runner from third. In the stretch. First pitch, big swing and a miss out in front of that one. Ball behind 0-1. Arnold 0-1 in the game so far. He was the second of three strikeouts for Wes Learned. 0-1. Fastball up and away for ball one.
Go, Wes. Get him, Wes. Get him, Wes.
Onstead 26-13 on the season. Beating Whiteford 4-1, Hudson 6-2, Blissfield 1-0, and Grass Lake 5-2 to get to this stage. As the fastball misses up and away now, ball two, 2-1 to Lucas Arnold. Runner on third with two outs. Here for the Onstead Wildcats. Two one on its way. That one just below the zone. Fastball right there. Arnold not tempted. Bat stays on his shoulders. And it's 3-1. Onstead making some more noise. Trying to drive in that first run. Meanwhile, Lumen trying to rally behind Wes Learned on the hill. 3-1. That one misses up and away. And it's ball four. Pair of walks in the inning puts runners on the corners for Onstead. Two outs. And here is Luke Manders, who actually has to take off his catcher's gear in the on-deck circle so that he could get in to the box. Luke Manders right here. No stranger to these big spots. Doubles machine. Two for three, three runs batted in on Wednesday in their 5-2 win over Grass Lake. First pitch, that one misses inside for ball one. Manders likes to crowd the plate as well. Standing really close to home plate whenever he is in at the plate. Learned, here's the 1-0. That one misses inside again. 2-0. Trying to stay away from that plate. Again, you get too much of the plate. Manders is likely making contact. Not just contact, but hard contact. Big time power bat, classic power catcher. So we got a swing fly ball. This one going to right field. Shore getting under it, and he makes the catch for out number three. Big time spot for Onstead. Runners on the corners, but Wes Learned able to strand those runners, and the game remains without a score. Bottom of the third inning coming your way next in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties, up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Bottom of the third inning now, brought to you by Kevin Lamar, Charles Schwab. 0-0 on Stead and Lumen Christi, but Lumen Christi 9-1-2 due up here against Xavier Gibbs on the mound, led off by the center fielder Jack Fitzpatrick. Connor Dockery with you from Adrian College. Beautiful Saturday morning here at the home of the Bulldogs. Xavier Gibbs pitching well again. We saw him be virtually untouchable on Wednesday against Grass Lake, and he's doing similar things here, only allowed one hit through two innings of work. First pitch to Fitzpatrick, that one on the outside half of the plate, called strike one. And only allowed one hit through five-plus innings of work on Wednesday. 0-1, fastball up and away. Good take there from Fitzpatrick. Count runs even at one. Huge if Fitzpatrick were to get on base with the top of the order. Next in the plate. Now we got a line drive right to the shortstop. Hutchinson able to get in front of it to his right and make the catch for the first out. Make it the second baseman, rather. Hutchinson. And now that brings back the top of the order with the third baseman, Paul Sattler. Wind up in the pitch from Gibbs. Swinging a foul behind. And it's 0-1. Settler 0-1 in this one with a ground out back in the first inning. Next one is swung on and tapped foul off to the right now to fall behind 0-2. I'd like to thank the Protection Center, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Aeroquip Credit Union, and Tom Coffee Southwater for their support in today's coverage. 0-2 on its way. Good take there. Well and away, that's ball one on that fastball. Sattler 2-for-3 with a walk in his last time against Onstead, and he grounds one right up the middle for a one-out base hit. Able to get that nice contact. Second hit allowed by Gibbs. Despite that two-strike count, this brings in the second baseman, Brody Gregory, who reached on an error in the first inning. Big spot here with Lumen. Trying to convert, trying to be the first ones on the board as we got a pickoff move at first. Throw is offline from Gibbs, and Sattler's going to head for second base. That's going to be the second error of the game on Onstead, and that could be potentially costly. Trying to pick off Sattler at first, and throw was wide there to Wonders. Off to his right. So now for Lumen, a runner on second base with one out. No score yet. We got a ground ball. This one goes to the second baseman, Hutchinson. Throw to first in time for the second out, but here is Benny Gaston now with a runner on third as Sattler moving up on the play. Lumen trying to be the first ones on the board again with how Xavier Gibbs and Wes Learn have been pitching in this one. Chance for this one to be a very, very low scoring game. Huge to be the first ones on the board as the first one misses up and in on the fastball for ball one. Benny Gaston ended up going 0-for-3 against Onstead in that Al Glick tournament as we got a step off now from Gibbs. Just staring at Paul Sattler there at third with that lead, trying to make a lot of movement there. Next one, that's taken low on the fastball. 2-0 to Benny Gaston, who is 1-for-1 so far in this one. A single back in the first inning. Runner on third with two outs, no score yet. Here in the bottom of the third, next one swung and a grounder. This one goes to Hutchinson. Throw to first is in time. And that go-ahead run is stranded at third base. We remain scoreless. Top of the fourth inning coming up in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us, and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Top of inning number four. Still looking for our first score here from Lumen, Christie, and Onstead at Adrian College. Connor Dockery with you on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. This fourth inning is brought to you by Prime Cuts. Wes learned so far three strikeouts and three walks. no hits and no runs allowed. On the other side, Xavier Gibbs, no runs on two hits, no strikeouts and no walks. So a pitcher's duel here in the regional championship. Winner will take on the winner of Ida and University Liggett in the state quarterfinals later this afternoon. Those two teams will be playing each other, University Liggett and Ida, following the conclusion of this game. 4-5 and 6 due up for Onstead, led off by Jack Tessier, the third baseman. First pitch, that one in there for ball one. Actually, we have a reliever here. Timmy Crowley is on the hill for Lumen Christie. So Wes learned through three innings, relieved. Lumen trying to get a fresh arm out there as the next one called strike one. That was a late decision there by that umpire. It's one ball, one strike now. So Timmy Crowley trying to help keep this game scoreless on Onstead's side. Next one misses high. Two balls, one strike. So Wes Lorne again, three innings. No runs, no hits, three strikeouts, three walks. Fastball on the outside edge. Called strike two. 2-2 count now for Jack Tessier for the Wildcats. And Tessier calling time right as Crowley was starting his windup. Late swing and a miss. Nice fastball from Crowley. There's the first out. His first strikeout immediately coming in relief. Brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon in the Brokerage House. This brings in Xavier Gibbs. Right-handed pitcher against left-handed hitter here. First pitch, showing bunt, misses the contact altogether, and it's strike one. Kind of charged forward to try to get that extra momentum as well. Still couldn't make it happen. Wind up in the pitch, 0-1. Swing and a foul off to the left-hand side, and Gibbs falls to 0-2. Gibbs 0-for-1 with a second inning flyout so far in this one. He went 0-for-2 with a walk on Wednesday as we got a grounder right up the middle, went right past Crowley, just missed the glove there. And that's a one-out single for Gibbs. First hit of the game, as a matter of fact, for Onstead. Their three base runners by way of the free pass earlier in this one. This brings in the first baseman, Carson Wonders. First pitch, that one off the plate for ball one, and Kalahar threatening to make a throw there at first base to pick off Xavier Gibbs. Quick glance over the left shoulder twice. Now here's the 1-0. Showing bunt, but holding off as the fastball misses off the plate there from Wonders. 2-0. In the stretch. 2-0 from Crowley. Showing bunt, missing the contact for Wonders. 2-1. We saw them against Grass Lake on Wednesday. Several bunt attempts in that one, but they consistently really couldn't keep them in play. We saw a successful sacrifice in the last inning from them, however, as we've got a pop to the right side of the infield in foul territory. Crowley trying to get under it, and instead it'll be Brody Gregory from first base able to make the catch. And that'll be out number two. So some of the infield changes The position changes for Lumen with Crowley coming in to pitch. He moves over from first base to the mound. Wes Learned moves from the mound to right field. Gibson Shore moves to second base from right field, and then Brody Gregory from second base to first base. This brings in Logan Bellner, the right fielder. Fastball misses up and away for ball one.
You got it, Timmy. You got it.
Runner on first with two outs. No score yet between Lumen Christi and Onsted in the regional championship at Adrian College. Another fastball misses off the plate for ball two. And now Cash Kalahar will come out from behind home plate to have a quick chat with Timmy Crowley. Trying to get out of this inning and keeping this game without a score. Here in this fourth inning brought to you by Prime Cuts. Timmy Crowley, of course, pitched all seven innings against Onsted in the Al Glick tournament. Swing and a miss. Saw a fastball above the zone, and it's 2-1. Crowley in that one, the winning pitcher, of course. All seven innings, no runs on five hits, seven strikeouts, and three walks. Phenomenal stuff there. 2-1 on its way. Fastball above the zone, 3-1. So far in the inning, a strikeout, a single, and a pop-out. Logan Bellner 0-1 with a second-inning strikeout. One of the three strikeouts by Wes Learned. Next one, fastball low and away. That's ball four. Fourth walk overall for the Lumen Christi pitching staff of Wes Learned and Timmy Crowley. First one issued by Crowley since coming in relief. Runners are now on first and second with two outs, still no score. And Onsted now with their designated hitter, Sam Salas, at the plate, number eight in their batting order. In the stretch, first pitch, that one right down the middle, getting ahead in the count. Timmy Crowley now 0-1. In the stretch, quick glance at second, 0-1. Swinging a grounder, this one going to the second baseman, Gibby Shore. Underhanded throw to the shortstop, Gaston, covering second for the force. And that will retire Onsted with two runners on here in the top of the fourth inning. The game remains scoreless past the halfway point here in the regional championship. Bottom of the fourth inning coming up in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminish its beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, WKHM FM HD2, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Back here at Adrian College for the regional championship. Two regional championships here, followed by the state quarterfinals. Winner of this one taking on the winner of Ida and University Liggett. Connor Dockery with you on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. No score yet between Lumen Christi and Onsted here in the bottom of the fourth inning, brought to you by Prime Cuts. 4, 5, and 6 due up for Lumen. Led off by the designated hitter, Nathan Hinckley. First pitch misses up and away for ball one. Gibson Gibbs knows firsthand what Hinkley brings to the plate. Trying to stay off the plate. This time he gets the called strike on the outside part of the plate. It's 1-1. Wind up in the pitch, 1-1. Check swing. That's called strike two anyways. Hinkley 0-for-1 with a first inning flyout in this one. Gibbs still out there. Next one, pitch in the dirt. And it's 2-2. Cash Kalahar in the on-deck circle. Wes Learned in the hole here. 2-2 on its way from Gibbs. Swing and a grounder. This one going to short. Arnold bobbles it, and he is not going to make the play. It's an error to get Nathan Hinkley on base to lead off the bottom of the fourth. Third error of the game for Onstead. However, Lumen has not been able to make them pay for the previous two. Trying to finally come through here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Again, we're past the halfway point here in this game now. And still nobody's able to been able to score as we got a bunt here by Cash Kalahar. Pick up from Gibbs off the mound. Throw to first in time for out number one, but a successful sacrifice with Hinkley moving up to second base. Now Lumen Christie trying to employ the use of the bunt to try to manufacture a run here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Wes Learned at the plate now. Starting pitcher turned right fielder in this one. 0-for-1 with a second inning ground out. Gibbs a quick glance over at second. First pitch to Learned. That's going to be called strike one right down the middle. Runner on second with one out. Lumen trying to get on the board finally. No score yet for either team. Next pitch, showing bunt. This one rolls to the left side of the mound. Pickup throw to first is just in time. Beat Learned by half a step. However, it is another successful sacrifice as Hinkley now moves up to third. Here's Timmy Crowley. First baseman turned relief pitcher in this one. And now a meeting from Luke Manders and Xavier Gibbs. The battery for Onstead in this one. On trying to get out of the inning. Stranding the go-ahead run at third. 0-0. Lumen Christie and Onstead here in the regional championship at Adrian College. Crowley 0-for-1 with a second inning flyout. First pitch, fastball above the zone. Crowley jumps out in front on the count. In the stretch. 1-0. Swing, line drive, right center field, and it finds the open grass. Lumen finally on the board. It's a one-run single for Timmy Crowley. Lumen Christie leads 1-0 over Onstead on that RBI presented by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Back-to-back sacrifice bunts work to perfection. And Crowley stands at first with Gibson Shore now at the plate. Number 8 in the batting order. The right fielder turns second baseman as the fastball misses inside for ball one. We'll see if Gibbs kind of starts to show some cracks here. Allowing that first run. Lumen trying to put together a big inning here. They want more than just the one run breathing room as the fastball gets the inside half of the plate for strike one. 1-1 now for Gibson Shore, who is 0-for-1 in the game with a second inning pop out. 1-1. Swinging a fly ball right center field. Center fielder JT Hill gets under it, and he makes the catch. For out number three, but Timmy Crowley able to get the job done with a one-run single. Just before that, Lumen leads 1-0. Top of the fifth inning coming your way in 60 seconds on Vox Sports 101.9.
Loading the kids in the car. brokering peace in the backseat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Top of the fifth inning, Lumen in front of Onstead, 1-0 here in the regional championship at Adrian College. Connor Dockery with you on this beautiful Saturday morning here. Slightly hazy skies here in Adrian with the Canadian wildfires. 9-1-2 due up for Onstead here in the top of the fifth inning, brought to you by Tom Coffey's Softwater, led off by the second baseman, Talon Hutchinson. First pitch is a swing and a pop into shallow left field. The shortstop getting under it, and it'll actually be the left fielder, J.J. Brown, that calls off Gaston to make that catch for a quick out, number one. Brings back the top of the order, center fielder JT Hill at the plate. Timmy Crowley came in relief of Wes Learned in the last inning. Allowed no runs, one hit, one walk, one strikeout. As Onstead threatened in that inning, that was probably their best chance. The last two innings, as a matter of fact, they had a pair of base runners on. They've had some opportunities, but looming across Wes Learned and Timmy Crowley doing a good job of preventing him from getting that elusive first run. As the first two pitches miss low below the zone. 2-0 count for JT Hill, who is 0-for-2 in this one with a ground out and a strikeout. This is the first time facing against Timmy Crowley in this one, as the fastball misses low again. 3-0 for JT Hill. 1-0, Lumen, base is empty for Onstead. Called strike one, top of the zone on the 3-0 pitch. Good fastball there from Timmy Crowley. 3-1, swing and a grounder. This one goes to the first baseman, Brody Gregory, who's able to make a couple steps forward and onto the bag for out number two. JT Hill now 0-for-3 in this one. And here is the shortstop, Lucas Arnold, who comes in 0-for-1, strikeout and a walk in this one. Bases empty, two outs. 1-0 Lumen over Onstead in the top of the fifth inning, brought to you by Tom Coffey Softwater. Fastball up and in for ball one. Onstead in their last game, of course, ambushing Grass Lake. Four straight hits to start the game to lead 2-0. On their way to the 5-2 win, as we got a pop into shallow right field. The right fielder, Wes Learned, coming in to make that catch. And Timmy Crowley able to retire Onstead in order here in the top of the fifth inning. Lumen looking to add to their 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fifth. Coming your way in 60 seconds, you've got boys high school playoff baseball here on Fox Sports 101.9.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Bottom of the fifth inning stretch, if you will, from Adrian College, the boys regional championship here between Lumen Christie and Onsted. Lumen Christie leading 1-0. Connor Dockering with you on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Fifth inning brought to you by Tom Coffey Softwater. 9-1-2 due up for the Titans. Led off by the center fielder, Jack Fitzpatrick. First pitch is a pop into foul territory off to the left-hand side. Gets behind the count now, 0-1. Xavier Gibbs remaining on the mound. Through four innings, allowing one run on three hits. That one run, an unearned run. As we now got a pop to the left side of the infield now, the third baseman, Jack Tessier, comes in to make the catch for out number one. Brings back to the top of the order with Paul Sattler. Errors have been an Achilles heel in this one for Onsted. Three errors in this one, and as I mentioned, that error to lead off the last inning with Lumen at the plate ended up coming in to be the lone run, as we've got a fly ball to deep center field, and JT Hill gets under it for a quick second out. Two up, two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lumen leading 1-0 over Onsted. And now here's the second baseman, Brody Gregory. Xavier Gibbs looks like he's getting that confidence back on the mound, as we've got a line drive slicing foul. They're off to the left-hand side to fall behind 0-1. Getting that confidence back on the mound after allowing that run in the last inning. Next one, swinging a line drive in the same spot. Slices foul over there to the bullpen area. And it's now 0-2. So the last inning, it was a leadoff error to Nathan Hinckley. A pair of sacrifice bunts by Cash Callahar and Wes Learn, and then Timmy Crowley able to drive in Hinckley from third base with a single line drive into right center field. Brody Gregory calling time at the plate. Steps back in now. 0-2 count, bases empty, two outs. Next pitch. Swing and a tapper. This one goes to the third baseman, Jack Tessier. Throw across the diamond is in time for out number three. Lumen retired in order in the bottom of the fifth. They remain in front 1-0. Top of the sixth inning is next. You've got boys high school playoff baseball on Fox Sports 101.9.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties, up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
1-0, Lumen over Onsted here in the regional championship at Adrian College. Now in the top of the sixth inning, brought to you by Michigan First Credit Union. Experience the difference. Onsted trying to get on the board here. Timmy Crowley pitching well in relief. Two innings, one hit, one walk, one strikeout. But a very good hitter right here leading us off. It's the catcher, Luke Manders, who looks at a fastball way up and in for ball one, having to kind of limbo his way out of that one. Doesn't want to get beamed. He's been held in check, however, 0 for 2 in this one. 1-0. Fastball of the zone. 2-0. Mentioned this guy's a doubles machine. Just whenever he gets contact, you better bet it's loud contact. 2-0 on the way. That one called strike one on the bottom of the zone. Nice fastball location there. And again, in that spot, even if he decided to swing, that would be very soft contact. Ground ball likely. Good chance of keeping it in the infield. 2-1. Called strike two. What a placement there by Timmy Crowley on the outside half. And now it's 2-2 to Luke Manders. You figure if Onstead wants to strike, they got to strike in this inning with the middle of their order, especially with a guy like this leading off. 2-2. Swing and a miss! What a strikeout from Timmy Crowley. Takes care of a deadly bat in this Wildcat order. Big strikeout brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon in the Brokerage House. And there's a big first out. Here's Jack Tessier at the plate. Third baseman, number four in the order. First pitch, swing and a grounder. That one in the gap between first and second base for a one-out single. Second hit of the game, also allowed by Timmy Crowley. Tying run for Onstead now at first base with the pitcher Xavier Gibbs at the plate now. Takes a couple deep breaths before stepping in at the plate for the lefty hitter. Knows this is a big spot. This team's season and playoff run on the line. First pitch from Crowley. That one fastball high for ball one. Perhaps a little bit of a pitch out there. You can see Cowhart kind of popping up immediately in trying to potentially make a throw on a steal attempt, which Tessier did not pull the trigger. Meanwhile, a check attempt at first from Crowley, diving in safely. Next one, fastball below the zone for ball two. Gibbs one for two, a flyout and a single, second and fourth innings in this one, in the stretch. 2-0 from Crowley. Fastball misses inside. 3-0. Getting some groans there from the Lumen supporters. That one did look inside. I'm right behind home plate, slightly to the left-hand side. So got a pretty good vantage point on a lot of these. 3-0. Fastball off the plate. It's a four-pitch walk to Xavier Gibbs. Go-ahead run moves into scoring position. Runners on first and second base with just one out here for Onstead in the top of the sixth inning. And now we're going to get a mound visit here for Timmy Crowley. We'll see if we're just trying to settle him down or if we're going to see a fresh Lumen arm in this one to try to go the rest of the way. Looks like we are. No, he's staying in. Okay, just a mound visit. Just some reassurance there from head coach Derek Tracy. He trusts his guy. The talented Timmy Crowley, of course. Football and basketball and baseball. Excelling in all three sports. Here's Carson Wonders at the plate. Runners on first and second with one out. Lumen holding on to a 1-0 lead here in the top of the sixth inning, brought to you by Michigan First Credit Union. First pitch, swing and a foul tip behind. Falls behind 0-1. In three of the last four innings, Onstead has had two runners on base, but have not been able to strike yet. Pitch in the dirt. Cowahar loses track of it, and that will open up a window for both Wildcat base runners to advance. Onstead now with runners on second and third with just one out. Pressure mounting here for Timmy Crowley, trying to keep his team in front 1-0. And now Carson Wonders calls time at the plate. Quick chat with head coach Holden Branch there, standing at third for Onstead. One ball, one strike. Here's the next pitch. Fastball missing high. 2-1. Second inning walk, fourth inning pop out for Wonders so far in this one. One on its way. Fastball low and away. Crowley at risk of loading the bases here with just one out. Although if he does that, he will then open up the chance at a double play. 3-1 on its way. Fastball high. Bases are loaded. Third walk issued in relief for Timmy Crowley so far this inning after a strikeout to the leadoff hitter Luke Manders. It was a single by Jack Tessier, back-to-back walks to Xavier Gibbs and Carson Wonders. And now Cash Callahar going to have a quick meeting there on the mound with Timmy Crowley. Try to settle him down here. Again, this opens up a force out at any base. So whatever happens here, if there's going to be any contact, got to try to keep it in the infield. Bases loaded, one out. Blumen holding on, 1-0 here. Onstead threatening. Now at the plate, it's the right fielder, Logan Bellner. First pitch misses above the zone for ball one. Again, force out at any base, so best case scenario here, either a strikeout or something that stays in the infield to set up a double play possibility. Or even if it squirts out in front of home plate, an opportunity to get a force out at home to at least save a run. Fastball misses away. It's now 2-0. Bases loaded. One out. Onstead threatening here, trailing 1-0 to Lumen here in the regional championship. 2-0. Fastball misses high. Have to get in the zone right here. You don't want to walk in the tying run. Massive pitch, 3-0. Misses high, game is tied. Three walks in a row after a one-out single by Jack Tessier. We'll keep the bases loaded and we are tied at one. That is a walk and an RBI presented by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning by Logan Bellner. One to one. Lumen and Onstead. Onstead bases loaded, one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Now at the plate, Sam Salas. First pitch, swing and a tapper to the mound. Underhanded throw to home to Callahar for the first out, and then the throw to first in time for the second out. A clutch double play for Lumen Christie, limiting the bases loaded to just one run. Game is tied at one. Bottom of the sixth inning coming your way next in 60 seconds here on Fox Sports 101.9.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life, whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want. Come meet with us, and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
1-1. Onstead able to tie it in the last half inning with a bases loaded walk. And now Lumen trying to get back in front with 3, 4, and 5 due up. Big spot right here, and Xavier Gibbs remaining on the mound. Going all 5 innings, allowing 1 run on 3 hits. No strikeouts, no walks. Bottom of the 6th inning brought to you by Michigan First Credit Union. First pitch to Benny Gaston in there for strike one. Wind up in the pitch. In the dirt. Count runs even. Good block there by Luke Manders, even though it doesn't really matter. Nobody's on base. Benny Gaston 1-for-2 in this one. A first inning single and a third inning ground out. 1-1. Swing. Line drive. Center field. And that's in the glove of JT Hill for the first out. Here comes Nathan Hinckley. And it all started with him back in the 4th inning. He reached on an error behind him. Cash Callahar and Wes Learn both dropped sacrifice bunts to move him up to 3rd, and then Timmy Crowley able to bring him home. They're back in the 4th inning at that time, putting Lumen up 1-0. First pitch misses, low and in on the fastball, 1-0 to Nathan Hinckley. Next one, fastball off the plate, 2-0. Currently 0-for-2, fly out and a reach on an error with a run scored. The lone run for Lumen. 2-0. Fastball called strike one at the belt. Fastball off the plate, 3-1. And we mentioned he was kind of shaky with his control in the first meeting between these two teams in the Al Glick tournament with 3 walks in that one. But so far, pinpoint with his control. No walks yet. And now we got a swing and a miss from Hinckley. Nasty pitch there below the zone. Running the count full, 3-2. Payoff from Gibbs. Swing and a grounder. This one short goes to Talon Hutchinson at second base. Throw to first just in time. Big second out there for Xavier Gibbs. And this brings in the catcher, Cash Callahar. Trying to keep the 6th inning alive for Lumen Christie. 1-1 tie. 2 outs, bases empty. Gibbs' first pitch. That one drops just below home plate for ball one. Next delivery. Right down the middle. Called strike one. One ball, one strike. Next delivery from Gibbs. Called strike two. On the lower half of the plate, lower half of the zone. Cash Callahar 0-for-1 on a flyout and a sacrifice bunt. Again, key in that 4th inning to manufacture that run. Now a fastball bounces in the dirt. Count runs even at 2. Anything can happen at any time. Just try to get on base here. Wes Learned standing in the on-deck circle for the Titans. 2-2. Swing and a miss. What a time for the first strikeout of the game for Xavier Gibbs. Brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. Lumen goes down in order for the 2nd inning in a row. We remain tied at 1 apiece. top of the seventh. Coming your way next here on Fox Sports 101.9.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminishes beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
1-1. Getting right down to the nitty-gritty here at Adrian College. Now in the top of the seventh inning, brought to you by Walton Insurance Group. Connor Dockery broadcasting here on Fox Sports 101.9. Winner of this game will take on the winner of Ida and University Liggett later this afternoon in the state quarterfinals. 9-1-2 due up for Onstead, led off by the second baseman, Talon Hutchinson. Timmy Crowley remains on the mound in relief for Lumen Christie. And the first pitch misses up and in for ball one. Misses low and away now, 2-0. Crowley been a little shaky with his command here. Last two innings, again, it was the last inning that Onstead finally broke through. Leadoff strikeout to Luke Manders, and then Jack Tessier a single. Next pitch gets the top of the zone for a called strike one. 2-1 now from Crowley. And then after that, three consecutive walks to Gibbs, Wonders, and Bellner. That last walk with bases loaded to force in the tying run. Fastball misses inside for ball three, with Hutchinson having to kind of hop out of the way of that one. 3-1. Comes a 3-1 from Crowley. Misses below the zone. Leadoff walk. That one was awfully close. And Coach Tracy coming out of the dugout. He wants to have a chat with the infield. We'll see if Timmy Crowley stays in or if this is just another mound visit here. There is a right-hander warming up in the Lumen bullpen in the form of Nathan Hinckley. Looks like Crowley is going to be pulled here. So we're going to step aside here for 60 seconds as Brody Gregory warms up on the mound here. Base runner on first with nobody out. 1-1 tie here in the top of the seventh here on Fox Sports 101.9.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
1-1 tie. Lumen Christi and Onsted here in the regional championship at Adrian College. Here in the top of the seventh inning, brought to you by Walton Insurance Group. New pitcher in for Lumen, it's Brody Gregory. Inheriting a runner on first with nobody out. Now at the plate, the number one hitter, JT Hill. Showing bunt, rolls along the first baseline, pickup, and nobody covering the bag. No play to be made, and it's an infield single on a bunt from JT Hill. And that's a huge, huge one right there for Onsted. Now two runners on, nobody out. Lucas Arnold at the plate, and Luke Manders in the on-deck circle. So Onsted trying to pull in front here in the top of the seventh. Timmy Crowley went three innings, allowing one run on two hits, two strikeouts, five walks. Just really, the first two innings that he came in, he was really good, but in the last inning, just really shaky with his command. Brief mound visit there from Cash Callahar to Brody Gregory. Got to try to get a double play ball right here. First pitch, showing bunt, holds off, and it's off the plate for ball one. Lucas Arnold is 0 for 2 with a strikeout, a flyout, and a walk. Couple glances at second. Here's the 1-0, showing bunt off the plate again. Able to hold up just in time, 2-0. Trying to go outside the zone here. You can just feel the pressure here. Everybody on Lumen's side spectating and in the dugout. Just kind of holding their breath here. 2-0. Another bunt attempt. This one rolls to Gregory. Force out at third to get that force out and the first out of the inning. So a great decision by Gregory. Talon Hutchinson is out at third base.
Get him out of there! Get out!
He's staying at third. No, here he comes. Okay. He's confused for a bit. I don't think he believed he was out. All right, so there's the first out. Runners on first and second with one out, but here is the deadly Luke Manders. He's 0 for 3 in this one. Gregory needs his best stuff right here if he wants to prevent Onsted from taking the lead. Runners on first and second. One out. 1-1 tie here in the top of the seventh inning. Here at Adrian College in the stretch for Gregory. First pitch. That one misses low on the fastball. 1-0. Manders ready to go. Couple warm-up swings there. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Late swing there. More of a check swing, but regardless, he was sitting something other than fast. Good spot there for Gregory. 1-1. Always want to sit fastball. If you sit on anything else, it's tougher to make the adjustment when you're sitting off speed and you see the fastball coming in, as opposed to when you're sitting fast and you try to make the adjustment to a slower pitch. You never want to be in between speeds as well. Fastball misses inside. Two balls and a strike for Manders. Gregory in the stretch. 2-1 on its way. Fastball misses low and away now. Manders nods his head a few times over at his dugout, knows this is a good spot for him to be in. 3-1 count, 2-on, 1-out, tie game, top of the seventh. Gregory gets the pitch call. 3-1. That one called strike two on the outside edge. Manders thought that was ball four, but the count runs full. huge pitch coming up right here from Gregory. Biggest pitch of the season right here. Payoff on its way. Swing and a pop foul out of play. We'll do it again. Gets a new baseball. Manders steps back in. Gregory ready to go in the stretch. Payoff on its way. Swinging a fly ball. This one going to left field. Brown getting under it. Makes the catch for out number two. Clutch. Clutch out for Lumen Christie. Manders 0 for 4 in this one. And this brings in the number four hitter, Jack Tessier. Can't forget about him. Jack Tessier, 1 for 3. Fly out, a strikeout, and a single. And he scored the lone Onstead run in the last inning. 1-1 tie. Runners on first and second, two outs, top of the seventh. Swinging a line drive that slices foul to the picnic area. Out of play, and it is an 0-1 count for Jack Tessier. Lumen trying to keep this thing tied. Chance to walk it off in the bottom of the seventh. 0-1. Fastball misses high from Gregory, and it's 1-1. Looks like the University Liggett Knights have arrived, watching this game from the hill past center field in their all light blue uniforms. 1-1. Fastball misses off the plate. Two balls and a strike. More groans there from Lumen's side. That was off, looked off the plate to my eye at least. Set up here behind home plate and slightly to the left here at Adrian College. Gregory ready to go once more. 2-1 on its way. That one called strike two. That one definitely over the plate. 2-2. Chance to strand two runners on for Onstead. Jack Tessier looking to have his team grab the lead here in the seventh. Gregory in the stretch. 2-2 on its way. Ooh, just off the plate. That is close. That gets more groans from the Lumen side. They thought that was called strike three, but instead it's ball three and a full 3-2 count. Full count, runners on first and second, two outs, 1-1 tie here in the top of the seventh. Payoff on its way. Swing and a grounder. This one goes to the shortstop. Gaston, throw to first. In time. Oh, my goodness. Clutch out. Gaston to Crowley. Two are stranded on. That one could have brought in the go-ahead run. Instead, we stay tied at one. Bottom of the seventh. Lumen, can they win this thing in the regional championship? We'll find out here starting in 60 seconds here on Fox Sports 101.9.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
1-1. Bottom of the seventh. Lumen at the plate here in the regional championship. Chance to walk it off, or we're going to extra innings. Connor Dockery with you on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Seventh inning brought to you by Walton Insurance Group. And Lumen's got 6, 7, and 8 due up, led off by Wes Learned. Xavier Gibbs still on the mound. First pitch right down the middle, called first strike. Xavier Gibbs again bringing his best stuff in this one. Just one unearned run allowed on three hits, one strikeout, no walks. This time the pitch misses low for ball one. So, boy, big time nervous time in the last half inning. As we got a swing and a pop foul out of play to the left-hand side, and it's 1-2 to Learn. Onstead was able to get two runners on with just one out. And a couple excellent hitters at the plate, Luke Manders and Jack Tessier. And Brody Gregory able to get out of it as we got a slow grounder. Gibbs off to the mound to the right to make the pickup, throw to first in time. And the leadoff hitter, Learned, is retired. One down here in the bottom of the seventh in this 1-1 tie. And this brings in the first baseman, Timmy Crowley. Wind up in the pitch from Gibbs. That one low for ball one. Next one. That one misses. Ooh, that one called strike one on the top of the zone. That was close. One ball, one strike. Next one on the way. Fastball off the plate. 2-1. It was another close one. Again, Gibbs here in the postseason. He's been elite with his location. 2-1. Swinging a pop. This one towards the middle of the infield. And the second baseman, Hutchinson, gets under it for the second out. Gibbs, one out away from forcing extra innings here at Adrian College. 1-1 tie, bases empty, two outs. Lumen trying to get some two-out magic right here. Gibson Shore, right fielder at the plate, turned second baseman in this game. And the first pitch misses low for ball one. Jack Fitzpatrick in the on-deck circle, and then Paul Sattler behind him. 1-0. That one right down the middle. Called first strike. Oh, my goodness. This game is just great. You love these low-scoring pitching duels. Just so intense every single pitch as the pitch bounces in the dirt. Ball two. 2-1 to Shore. Just got to take it one pitch at a time, one batter at a time. Try to get on base here. Pass the baton to the next guy. Fastball misses off the plate. 3-1. If anything, again, Gibbs has got to be getting up there on the pitch count. Try to put some pressure on him. Maybe get a couple guys here on base. Top of the order next. Maybe they got to put another guy in. 3-1. Off the plate. It's a walk. His first walk issued of the game. And that has been a big part of him being so dominant in this one and in the postseason, just doing a great job at limiting walks. But Lumen, an opportunity here. Runner on first with two outs. 1-1 tie in the bottom of the seventh. Here is Jack Fitzpatrick. First pitch, fastball high. Fitzpatrick over two in this one, a line out and a pop out. Paul Sattler in the on-deck circle for the Titans. 1-0. Called strike one on the outside half. Xavier Gibbs so far, one unearned run, three hits, one strikeout, one walk in this one. Trying to pitch the full seven innings here. 1-1. Swing and a tapper. This one goes to the second baseman, Hutchinson. Hop, throw to first is in time by half a step. And we're going to extras. Top of the eighth inning coming your way in 60 seconds. 1-1 tie here on Fox Sports 101.9.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties, up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
We've got free baseball here from Adrian College. 1-1 tie, seven innings. Not enough to determine a winner here between Lumen Christie and Onsted in the regional championship. Now in the top of the eighth inning with Onsted led off by their nearly untouchable starting pitcher Xavier Gibbs at the plate. Connor Dockery with you on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Like to thank Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Wolverine Seal Coating for their support in today's coverage. 1-1 tie. First pitch, Brody Gregory remaining on the hill in relief. It misses up and away for ball one. Right-handed pitcher against left-handed hitter. And he's been coming in big, not only on the mound, as we got a fly ball to left field. J.J. Brown getting under it, and he makes the catch for the first out. Before that, he was 1-for-2 with a fly out, a single, and a walk. But now he's 1-for-3 on that fly out. Retires the leadoff hitter. And keep in mind, Onsted, they got to pull in a relief pitcher at some point. So if Lumen can prevent any more success from Onsted's bats, they can try to break through on a relief pitcher. As the first pitch in there for a called first strike to the first baseman Carson Wonders. Here from Brody Gregory. 0-1. Swing and a line drive. That finds the grass in right field. And trying to get the force out anyways. Wow, safe. So that one, a line drive. Wes Learned able to get to it quickly. And then the throw to Timmy Crowley at first base. Wonders able to just run that out. Good try, though. You don't often see that. A force out in the outfield on a grounder like that. But regardless, there's a one-out single there from Wonders. Second hit allowed by Gregory in relief. Able to tightrope out of danger. Came in with a runner on base with no outs. Eventually, two on with one out, able to tightrope out of danger through the toughest part of the order as well, nonetheless. Another one in there, strike one. Now at the plate, it's the right fielder, Logan Bellner. Runner on first with one out, 1-1 tie, now in extra innings. Swinging a fly ball, this one to shallow right field. Who's getting under it? It's the second baseman, Gibby Shore, who makes the catch for out number two. Runner on first. And now here's the designated hitter, Sam Salas. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Lumen Christie will have the top of their order. And we'll see if, depending on the pitch count for Xavier Gibbs, if Onsted continues to roll with him or if they finally have to put in a reliever. First pitch, that one just above the zone for Sam Salas, ball one. Here in an extras. Doesn't get any better than this. A nice pitcher's duel between both of these teams here in the regional championship, trying to advance to the quarterfinals. We got a grounder to third. Pickup throw across the diamond to first. Just in time. What a play by Sattler. Kind of fell down a little bit, went to his knee, but still able to recover and make the throw just in time for the force out. And Onstead not able to score on that one-out single from Carson Wonders. 1-1 tie still. Bottom of the eighth inning. Lumen, another chance to walk this thing off. Xavier Gibbs, he is going to stay in. And the bottom of the eighth coming your way in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us, and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
1-1 tie. Regional championship. Lumen Christie and Onstead now in the bottom of the eighth inning. Lumen trying to break through against Xavier Gibbs with 1-2-3 due up. Paul Sattler at the plate. First ball was way above the zone for ball one, and the next one gets the zone for a called strike. Connor Dockery with you on Fox Sports 101.9 FM from Adrian College. Next pitch, called strike two. That one looked off the plate. But it's a 1-2 count regardless to Sattler. Gibbs still on the mound. Fastball way above the zone again. Starting to lose control a little bit with that pitch count getting up there. And it's 2-2. But he's been just phenomenal. Seven innings. One unearned run on three hits, one strikeout, one walk. Trying to get this leadoff runner on for Lumen, 2-2. Swing and a grounder. This one goes to Hutchinson at second. Pickup throw to first is just, oh my goodness, that was definitely not in time. Sattler looked like he beat that one out, but oh my goodness. And rightfully so. Coach Derek Tracy is going to come out and chat with the first base umpire right there. There is no way he was out. Paul Sattler definitely beat that one out. And Coach Tracy trying to get an explanation here. That is unbelievable. Should be an infield single to lead off, but instead base is empty, one out. It's a tough play. Brody Gregory now at the plate. 1-1 tie, bottom of the eighth. First pitch, that one called strike one right down the middle. He's 0-for-3 in this one, reached on an error. Couple of groundouts, first, third, and fifth innings. Next delivery, fastball up and away for ball one. One from Gibbs. Swinging a fly ball, this one to left center field, and it will be in the glove of the shortstop, Lucas Arnold, going out there. That one was nearly in the Bermuda Triangle of left field, center field, and shortstop, but Lucas Arnold able to leap up and make a tremendous grab, and there is out number two. Base is empty, tied at one here in the bottom of the eighth. Here is Benny Gaston. First pitch in the dirt. That's what Lumen has to do, just put the pressure. Even though you got two outs, space is empty, you got to put pressure on Gibbs. Maybe just try to find a way to maybe get those pitch counts up and pull him. Get a reliever in here. Get a different arm in here. Because Onstead, they've got 9-1 and 2 due up. Don't want to give them an opportunity to try to take the lead in the hypothetical ninth inning as the fastball in the zone outside half of the plate for the lefty hitter. Two balls, one strike for Benny Gaston. 1-for-3 in this one. First inning single, and now the fastball low. 3-1. Gibbs definitely doesn't want to walk this hitter with the deadly Nathan Hinckley in the on-deck circle. 3-1. That one goes to the backstop, and it's a walk. Just his second walk. And now Nathan Hinckley at the plate. Runner on first, two outs, 1-1 tie, bottom of the eighth. Whatever happens in this one, you just have to tip your cap to Xavier Gibbs for his tremendous, tremendous pitching in this one for Onstead. First pitch, that one low. Initially looked like Benny Gaston was going to hit the Jets to second, but didn't go after all. But it's ball one to Nathan Hinckley. Staring at him at second. Fastball gets the inside half of the plate. Hinckley had to back hop out of the way. They said that was in the zone. One ball, one strike. One, one. Big swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Xavier Gibbs trying to get out of the inning. Trying to retire the go-ahead runner at first. Here in extras, 1-2. Fastball well above the zone. Gaston going for second, and the throw is offline! Gaston with a gutsy steal. 2-2 count with two outs, and the go-ahead run moves in scoring position. Here for Lumen, and Nathan Hinckley at the plate. Oh my goodness. Pressure mounting here. Just got to keep the pressure on for Lumen against Gibbs. Next pitch, swing and a fly ball here going to shallow center field. And that's going to be called off and caught by the center fielder JT Hill. And Lumen has the go-ahead run, stranded in scoring position. And 8 innings, not enough to determine a winner here. We're going to the top of the 9th inning. Coming up next in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminish its beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, WKHM FM HD2, Brooklyn, Jackson.
1-1. Top of the 9th inning. Here in extras, regional championship between Lumen Christie and Onstead. Connor Dockery with you on Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. Talon Hutchinson leading us off for Onstead. Brody Gregory remains on the mound in relief. First pitch, that's called strike one on the upper outside corner for the righty hitter. Big spot there. Gregory so far, no runs, two hits, no strikeouts, no walks in relief. 0-1 on its way. That one misses up and in. Count even at one. Game was scoreless through 3 innings. Lumen finally broke through in the 4th inning with their lone run, and then Onstead able to load the bases. Tying run was walked in on bases loaded in the sixth inning, and since then, both teams a couple opportunities, although the opportunities have been few and far between for both sides. Still trying to break through now here in extras as another pitch misses. Back-to-back balls, it's 3-1 for Taylen Hutchinson with the number one hitter in the order, JT Hill, in the on-deck circle. 3-1 from Gregory. Right down the middle. Count runs full. Hutchinson was taking all the way, trying to get that leadoff walk. Definitely got to try to retire this leadoff hitter. You want to take the sacrifice bunts out of the equation. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Big time strikeout from Brody Gregory, his first in relief. There's the leadoff hitter retired. Coming back from a 3-1 count. Strikeout brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon in the brokerage house. And that brings in the center fielder, JT Hill. Next one on its way. That one, where did that one miss? Oh, my goodness. Ball one, apparently. Base is empty, one out, next pitch. That one called, strike one on the outside edge. One ball, one strike for JT Hill. Wind up in the pitch, 1-1. Swing and a pop, foul, out of play. One ball, two strikes. Gregory looking to retire the first two hitters here in the top of the ninth. Swing and a line drive. That one finds the grass in right field. And it's a one-out single for JT Hill. Fifth hit of the game for Onstead. Lucas Arnold at the plate. Luke Manders in the on-deck circle. Always got to be mindful. Brody Gregory in the stretch here. 1-1 tie here in the top of the ninth. Regional championship at Adrian College. Swing and a pop. This one to the left side of the infield. Benny Gaston gets under it. Makes the catch. Out number two.
Go defense!
Runner on first with two outs.
Good job, good job. Titans, way to go, Titans. Keep it up, Titans.
Here is Luke Manders at the plate. He is 0-for-4 in this one. Brody Gregory needs his best stuff right here. Quick glance over shoulder, first pitch, fastball on the outside half, called strike one. Big spot there. And especially, again, those kind of away fastballs on the corner. It's a good chance for Manders to get extended because he likes to crowd that plate. 1-1 tie. Next pitch. Check swing. That fastball missed above the zone. One ball, one strike. Kalahar, the catcher, kind of checking back with that home plate umpire. Like, you sure that one missed? One ball, one strike to Luke Manders. So far, a line out, fly out, strike out, and then another fly out. 1-1. Ooh, that one was close again, top of the zone, but missed again, evidently. 2-1. Boy. Had a couple groans on these close calls, but, man, there's a few here in these extra innings I just don't understand. 2-1 count for Luke Manders. Next pitch. Misses up and in. 3-1. JT Hill, the runner on first. Again, big spot here for Onstead to try to break through. Meanwhile, Lumen in the bottom of the ninth will have 5, 6, and 7 due up. Check off throw at first, and JT Hill dives in safely. Surprised we haven't had more of those here. from Gregory, especially with some of these base runners from onset, getting some decent leads here in extra innings. Check over the left shoulder, 3-1. That one right down the middle, called strike two. I'm surprised he didn't pull the trigger on that one. Taking all the way, trying to get that walk, but now it's a full count. Huge pitch right here. Runner on first, two outs. Tied game here in the ninth inning of the regional championship between Lumen Christie and Onsted. Payoff to Manders. Swinging a ground ball. This one finds the gap between first and second. Runner trying to move all the way up to third. He does. A big two-out single from Luke Manders puts runners on the corners with two outs. And Jack Tessier at the plate. But still an opportunity here for Brody Gregory on the mound. I mean, you got the opportunity at the force out at second base. We got a pinch runner right here, Tegan Cunningham. He is at first base in place of Manders. Hill at third base. Two outs, Tessier at the plate. First pitch. Get the outside half. Strike one. The big question is Xavier Gibbs still, does he still have pitches to give in the bottom of the ninth inning? 0-1. Swinging a foul out of play. 0-2. Good spot here for Brody Gregory, trying to get this last out, trying to strand the go-ahead run at third base. Keep this game tied here in extras. In the stretch. 0-2. Fastball misses high. One ball, two strikes. Hey, getting ahead in the count like that, getting that quick two-strike count, you have a couple pitches to waste. Try to get a strikeout going there. A little bit too far away from the zone to manage. 1-2. Pop to the right side of the infield. First baseman Crowley gets under it and makes the catch. Go-ahead run stranded at third base, and Lumen has another chance to try to walk this thing off in the bottom of the ninth inning here at Adrian College. We're tied at one. Lumen and Onsted back in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Bottom of the ninth inning here at Adrian College Regional Championship. Lumen Christie and Onsted still a 1-1 tie. Lumen another opportunity to try to walk this thing off, but I'll give you one guess as to who is on the mound for Onsted. Yes, it is still Xavier Gibbs, who has pitched all eight innings to this point, allowing one unearned run on three hits, one strikeout, two walks. Although his walks have been coming in the last two innings, so potential cracks starting to show. He had a couple wild pitches in there as well. So Lumen, 5, 6, and 7 due up right here with Cash Kalahar, the catcher, leading us off. Got to put the pressure on, got to get a couple base runners on, got to find a way to finally get Gibbs pulled from this game and get Onsted's shaky bullpen on the hill. First pitch in there for strike one. Next one is a swing and a grounder along the third baseline. Foul. Quick 0-2 count for Cash Kalahar. Wes learned in the on-deck circle. Timmy Crowley behind. Crowley drove in the lone Lumen run in the fourth inning. before Onstead was able to tie it up in the sixth with their lone run. Boy, good as it gets right here in the playoffs. Next one, fastball off the plate. Good take for Kalahar. One ball, two strikes. Ready to go here on that mound again. 1-2 from Gibbs. Swing and a foul tip in the dirt. That one looks like it got Kalahar on the left leg. Kind of taking a walk off to the left side here to walk it off. He'll be fine. Still a 1-2 count. Cash Kalahar trying to get on base here. Always important in these low-scoring games because if you get the leadoff hitter on, chance for maybe a couple sacrifice bunts, try to manufacture that run. 1-2. Fastball up and away. Another good take. Two balls, two strikes. Next one, swing and a grounder. This one goes to the shortstop. And it's going to be bobbled. Arnold can't make the clean pickup. That hard grounder by Cash Kalahar results in an error, the fourth error of the game. On Onstead, and if you remember, it started in the fourth inning. Nathan Hinckley able to get on a leadoff error, and they eventually able to turn him into a run. And wouldn't you know it, Xavier Gibbs, that's it. He is being pulled. Onstead warming up a reliever. Now we'll be back here in 60 seconds. 1-1 tie. Woman, a runner on first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the ninth here on Fox Sports 101.9.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
1-1 tie, bottom of the ninth. Lumen Christie at the plate. Xavier Gibbs finally pulled after 8 1/3 innings, allowing one unearned run on three hits, one strikeout and two walks. Now on the mound for Onstead, it's Lucas Arnold. Lumen trying to walk this thing off. Wes learned at the plate with Cash Kalahar on first after that error from Arnold. First pitch, swing and a line drive to right field, and that's just ahead of Bolner in right. The throw back in is wild, but nobody moves up as a result. A big single immediately from Wes learned against Arnold coming in relief. Lumen's got two runners on with nobody out. Here in the bottom of the ninth, trying to walk this thing off, Timmy Crowley, who came through in the fourth inning with the team's lone RBI. Chance to strike here. First pitch from Arnold. Pitch in the zone. Lower outside half for a called first strike. Kalahar on second, learned at first. Lumen's crowd starting to make noise. Showing bunt here. It's tipped in the dirt. And it's going to be strike two. Good idea there. Again, trying to move both base runners up. But now he's going to have to swing the bat. But with nobody out, big chance here for Lumen. Here in the bottom of the ninth. 1-1 tie. Next pitch. Swing and a grounder. This one off of Gibbs. He recovers, picks it up, and he can't make the play. Carson Wonders there at second base, not able to cover the bag in time. And it's an infield single from Timmy Crowley. Bases are loaded with nobody out. Lumen Christie now with Gibson Shore at the plate. Putting the pressure immediately on Lucas Arnold. You had this feeling as soon as Gibbs gets pulled that they would have a chance. And boy, they got a big chance right here. Showing but holds off. It's in the zone anyways for a called first strike. Lumen has not had a chance this good all game. Trying to come through here and punch their ticket to the quarterfinals. Showing bunt, can't make the contact, and it's an 0-2 count to Shore. 0-for-2 in this one with a walk. 1-1, bases loaded, no out. Bottom of the ninth, extra innings here from Adrian College. 0-2, fastball up and away. 1-2 now. One, two on its way. Swinging a foul up and out of play on the right-hand side over the Onstead dugout. And you got to be careful as well. The double play ball is still an opportunity. Bases loaded. Force out at any base as well. So if there's a soft grounder, Onstead could try to get the out at home and prevent the game from being walked off. 1-2. Off the plate. Stone cold take. 2-2. Two on its way. Off the plate again. What a take from Gibson Shore. Count runs full. Huge pitch right here for Lucas Arnold, and there's a chance that the winning run gets walked home right here. Has to be in the zone right here if you're Lucas Arnold. Payoff pitch. Swing and a grounder. This one to second base. Force out at home. Throw is offline, and Lumen wins. Lumen wins. Carson Wonders not able to get that throw to Manders at home cleanly, way offline. And it doesn't matter how you get it done. All that matters is that you get it done. 5 errors in the game against Onstead, and Lumen, as they've done time and time again in the postseason, they find a way. And Lumen, in extra innings, the bottom of the ninth, no less, find a way to walk off against the Onstead Wildcats. 2-1. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes. Going to break down some of the final stats here. And then we're going to close this thing out. That's coming up in 2 minutes on Fox Sports 101.9.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties, up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
A game for the ages, an instant classic here from Adrian College. Lumen Christie in the bottom of the ninth inning, able to walk off the Onsted Wildcats 2-1. Connor Dockery here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. As we break this first game down, I'm told first pitch of the Ida versus University Liggett game will be at 1 o'clock, and then after the conclusion of that game, Lumen Christie will take over the winner between Ida and University Liggett. So Lumen, again, they took a 1-0 run in the fourth inning. Onsted eventually able to tie it in the sixth inning. They had bases loaded with just one out, but able to only come away with the one run there. And then eventually into the end of the game, the seventh inning, still not able to break the tie either team. And here in extra innings, both teams definitely had their chances in extras. And again, to his credit, you just got to kind of feel sorry for Xavier Gibbs. Went 8 3rd innings, allowing two runs, three hits, two walks, and one strikeout. But you had that feeling like, hey, Lumen needs to kind of put pressure on him, get that pitch count up, get him pulled from the game. And, you know, if they force Onsted to get a different guy in there, you know, they just have so much talent, they should be able to break through. And that's exactly what happened. He was pulled after the leadoff runner got on base on an error in the bottom of the ninth inning. Back-to-back singles from Wes Learn and Timmy Crowley to load the bases. And then Gibson Shore with a grounder to the second baseman, Carson Wonders, trying to get the force out at home, and the throw was offline. So an error to end it. And the winning run in the form of Cash Cowahar coming in to score. So the final line score here, Lumen scoring their two runs on five hits. They committed zero errors, and they left eight runners on base. Meanwhile, for Onsted, scoring their one run on six hits, five errors. That was their Achilles heel in this one, especially there in extras. And they left 12 runners on base. Winning pitcher Brody Gregory pitched the last three innings for Lumen, allowed no runs on four hits, one strikeout, no walks. Losing pitcher Lucas Arnold, allowing no runs. Of course, technically that run was against Xavier Gibbs. On two hits, no strikeouts, no walks, not able to get an out in relief. And again, Xavier Gibbs, two runs allowed, three hits, one strikeout, two walks. The other pitchers for Lumen, Wes Learn, who start the game, three innings, no runs, no hits, three strikeouts, three walks. Timmy Crowley, one run on two hits, five walks, and two strikeouts. So, again, as I mentioned, doesn't matter how you get it done. All that matters is that you get it done. You just find a way to win that one. And Lumen able to get another walk-off victory here in the postseason, taking down Onsted 2-1. So that'll do it for this first game here. Again, first pitch of University Liggett and Ida will be at 1 o'clock. We won't be covering that game on these airwaves. And then after that game, probably at this point looking at around, you know, probably 3:30, 4 o'clock or so, depending on how long that University Liggett-Ida game takes, we will have live coverage of Lumen's second game. It'll actually be on our sister station, WKHM 970 AM, 101.5 FM, WKHM.com, for live coverage of that game. Keep an eye on the WKHM Facebook page for updates on when that game will be closer to starting. So once again, Lumen 2, Onsted 1. They'll be playing the winner of University Liggett and Ida coming up later this afternoon. But for now, thank you for tuning in to this presentation of High School Baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.